You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hour number three of the Sports Hangover. Jay Hardgrave filling in for Gus Kattengill alongside Jordan Kleber. We are live at Tad Gormley Stadium. Around the backside, it looks like we're staring right at the press box. If you're in the area, swing on by to set. Unbelievable setting here for tonight's game between Jesuit and Holy Cross. The 100th meeting between these two schools. Unbelievable that two schools could have played each other that many times in football. Unbelievable setting out here. It looks like a festival. It doesn't look like a tailgating session, and this is for a high school football game. So it's just been unbelievable. The people have been so nice out here, both from Holy Cross and from Jesuit, offering us food. There's literally a barbecue pit that I could almost lay across, and they have a hog or a pig in there. Hamburgers, jambalaya. It has been unbelievable setting out here.
Excuse me, speaking of pig again.
What's up, Joey?
Gus is on the phone for you.
Well,
last time you said pig.
And Gus is a pig.
Speaking of hog and pig, Gus is on the phone for you, so you need to speak with him.
Mr. Vacation Guy checking in, I guess, to see if we're holding down the fort while he's enjoying 40 or 50 degree weather, I believe. He's not the 94 that we're dealing with.
39.
How you doing today, Mr. Kattengill?
It's Friday.
I hate you, Joey.
You know, Gus.
I hate you,
Joey. I can't believe you fell for the oldest trick in the book. What a goof. What's with you, man? Come on.
I hate you, Joey. You're a sick man.
Yes, because I'm the only one that was there 100 years ago when the two teams played.
Get out of town.
It was a square ball.
You know, when you say that two teams have played 100 times, I'm used to, like, Army, Navy, things like that, not Jesuit, Holy Cross.
Man.
I'm not used to two high schools being around long enough to be playing their 100th time against each other.
Let's just put it to you this way. I went to South Lafourche High School, okay?
Uh-huh.
We just had our 45th year reunion, which was 1977. So I have to tell you, the school goes back to 66, which means 50 years. So it's not hard. 100 years, you got a lot of New Orleans schools that's going to be hitting that this and next year. And yes. North Shore.
It's really unbelievable, man. But I'm stunned, Joey. I wish you could be out here to see this, the amount of people that are out here. This is literally like a festival, like you see the fried chicken festival in New Orleans.
I got a picture sent to me. It looks like an LSU tailgate outside the stadium.
That's what Jordan said, and he's exactly right. I mean, it's literally like an LSU tailgating thing going on out here. And as Jordan said earlier, there's been, like, people out here since 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock. I mean, if you look, you come down the side street by Tad Gormley, and there's this car bumper to bumper down parked on the side of the roads on both sides of the road. So, I mean, it just says how big this game is for both teams.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting into district now. I mean, the playoffs, I know it's kind of hard for us to believe because I'm, like, in shorts out here, and we're sweating. It's, like, 94 degrees out here, and it's the month of October. It's, like, unbelievable. But, I mean, the playoffs are going to be starting in a month and a half or so. So, you know, it's go time. And, of course, if you want to keep up with the high school action, tune in tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Casey Gisclair, we just interviewed him. He's going to have Sports Corner on, breaking down all the high school action tomorrow. That's a 9 o'clock start. Not the normal 10 o'clock. LSU planned at 11 o'clock. We bumped it up an hour, so it's going to be 9 to 11. Last segment, Jordan, you and I were talking about the Pelicans. How can people reach us, though, we're about to bring Casey Daniel Salison in. How do people can reach us on Twitter?
You can reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at ESPN Radio NOLA.
So you can give us that or you can give us a call if you want to talk, but right now we're going to bring in Daniel Salison.
Before that, if you want to, I'll give everybody the address if they want to where Jordan lives, if you want to go one-on-one with them.
I don't know.
The Pelicans.
I'm about to give your address out if you play Rebecca Black one more time.
You can't miss me. I'm the guy who drives the baby blue Jaguar. I'm 6'6", blonde hair. You can't, you know, in the fog from a distance, you can't tell me and Mel Gibson apart.
You could send them my address if they send me money.
Yeah, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Got you.
There Correct. You go. All right, Daniel Salison joins us from the Pelicans. The Swiss Army knife, the Taysom Hill of the Pelicans. I mean, this guy can do it all. He does the studio show, the call-in show, play-by-play. He does the color commentary. Daniel, is there anything you don't do for the Pelicans?
We're about to find out, but as of now, you pretty much covered it. But, hey, it's all – I mean, I can't complain about whatever I do here. I get to cover basketball for a living. So, and especially this team, I'm pretty pumped up. Hope you all are doing well today.
We're doing well, man. We appreciate you giving us a little bit of time because I know it's crazy for you guys over there right now. I mean, we're talking about – Jordan and I were just talking about in the last segment, we're talking about a preseason practice, and I know I sound like Allen Iverson, but this is a preseason practice. Just 6 months ago, national media people were telling us, oh, New Orleans isn't a basketball town. That's a football town. Well, how many people are you guys expecting at this practice tomorrow?
I mean, an unprecedented amount of tickets have been claimed. I mean, think about last year when we were – I know Jim and I were talking about this, Jim Eichenhoff, about how excited we were that last year there were 7,000 people in the building and most of the lower bowl was filled up. I would be shocked if there's less than 10,000 people there tomorrow. But all the tickets have been distributed and are accounted for. So, unfortunately, for those that didn't get the tickets, you can watch the open practice feed on Pelicans.com. They'll do a live stream for an hour. But, yeah, I think it's going to fill up real quick, and I'm really excited to see all these fans attend. Because basically this is their first chance to see basically a brand-new ball club.
Yeah, and so all of the tickets are claimed. So if somebody doesn't have a ticket right now, they're not going to be able to get into they can't go down there and just get in, correct?
Correct. But, again, at that full capacity right now, but fans without tickets can watch it on Pelicans.com, the team app, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch, all those. And for those that do have tickets, the first 2,000 fans will receive a Won't Bow Down water bottle courtesy of SeatGeek. So there's a bunch of stuff, and again, it's open seating, so earlier you get there, the better chance you have of getting a good seat. So, yeah, unfortunately, it is basically sold out, so you can't get any more tickets, but I think those who have them should be in for a nice treat on Saturday night.
So what kind of practice can we expect, Daniel, tomorrow? I mean, I'm used to, like, Midnight Madness for college. Is this – how's Alvin – has he kind of given you all any information of how he's going to run this practice?
Well, if it's based on last year's and years before, you know, they'll do some drills that Alvin will have a microphone. He'll kind of explain the drills and what they're doing. But a lot of it's going to be scrimmaging, I think, for the most part, and letting the fans get a taste to see them go up and down the floor. I know last year at the end there was a dance-off for all the rookies, so you might be able to expect some entertainment. There'll be the swoop troop there, the Pelican dance team. So it's going to feel like a basketball game to an extent. But the main thing is, as far as what you're going to see on the court, probably I would expect a lot of scrimmaging, which is pretty much what the fans want to see anyways, to see this new team and how they look before they play the Hawks on Monday night.
You know, the other day, one of the people that I'm most interested in seeing, I was online and I was kind of looking at the video of Fred Vincent working with Lonzo Ball's shot. I was blown away at the changes that he was able to make on his shot and clean a lot of the mechanics up. Have you had a chance to look at the work that Fred Vincent's been putting in with Lonzo Ball?
Yeah, we've been seeing it every day, and Fred's been doing that with a lot of the shooters that have come through. I remember him working on that with Tyreke Evans when Tyreke Evans was a member of the Pelicans. He's a guy that really does work on some of these guys' shots that I wouldn't say have issues, but if they want to tweak it a little bit. And you can tell with Lonzo, I mean, I shot a video of Lonzo making 9 threes in a row, and you'll be surprised how many people are so focused on Lonzo's shot. 250,000 people viewed the tweet from mine on Twitter, but it looks a lot better. I think he's more comfortable with it. He just has to be consistent with it. But he's been draining a lot of threes in practice. We're fortunate enough to get to watch these training camps and kind of see them get a first glimpse of how they look. And I'll tell you what, he's not only making them with no one guarding him, he's making them in these scrimmages, and he's playing some good basketball right now.
Hey, Daniel, it's Jordan. If you can tell us, you've watched more practices than anyone else has, you and Todd Graffanini. Just one thing that stands out to you the most, or what excites you about this upcoming season?
Well, I mean, I think the obvious thing is Zion and just some of the athletic plays. I mean, you just some of the plays he's making, not just the video that went viral, but you turn and look at, I sit with Todd and think, hard to imagine this guy's 19 years old and doing the things that he's doing on the court. He's been impressing. I mean, all of them have. I mean, it's been – and another guy that's been impressing me is Nico Melli. And Polo Melli has been draining a ton of threes throughout the scrimmages. He's that stretch big that they got from Europe. A 28-year-old rookie, has a lot of basketball experience, but he's had my eye during this whole training camp, and I'm excited to see him get on the floor and play some real minutes against another team. But Zion's obviously been impressive. Today was a really good practice, a lot of competitive scrimmaging, but Melly's the guy that's really stuck out to me.
You know, Daniel, we were talking about it earlier, and you can't give David Griffin enough credit for the job that he's done. He walked into the situation with Anthony Davis, and I don't think anyone else in the NBA could have handled it better for what he was able to get with Anthony Davis. Jordan and I were talking a couple segments ago about the drafting of Jackson Hayes. We know Zion's a stud, but you picked up Jackson Hayes, who might be the steal of the draft, and you got a number one pick from the Hawks out of that. This is a team that now national people are even saying might be the deepest team in the league. And, oh, by the way, you're sitting on three number one picks next year for next year's draft. Am I getting overly excited? I mean, should I calm down a little bit? Because I see a speed path to this team being able to contend for championships.
No, I don't think you should calm down. I think we're all feeling the same way and how much hype there is surrounding this team and how the outlook of this team is looking really good. And don't forget about Nikhil Alexander Walker, the 17th pick. That might be a bigger steal than Jackson Hayes at 8. He really shined in summer league. He's been shining in training camp, able to hit the 3, a good facilitator on the floor too. I mean, it's nice to have some depth. And I think the biggest thing that Alvin is going to have as a, not a problem, but the biggest decisions he's going to make is how to get these guys on the floor for some minutes, because you mentioned the guard play with Ball, Holiday, you have Josh Hart, don't forget about Nikhil, Etuan Moore, J.J. Redick. That's 6 guards that are capable of playing significant minutes for this team. You know you can't have all of them on the floor. And then you look at the depth at the big with Okafor and Melly and Williamson and Favors. I mean, it's incredible how much this team has changed for the good. And like we've said this whole summer, it's basically a fresh start. It's a clean slate. There are some returning players, with your best player being Drew Holiday. But for the most part, this is a new-look team, and it kind of feels like you don't have tons of superstars, which is completely fine, but you have depth. And I think going to the playoffs, depth is key to going to the playoffs and making a big run.
So you're kind of saying we're like the Toronto Raptors last year?
I'm not going to – I mean, the Toronto Raptors are the defending champs. I'm not ready to
– Oh, come on. Give it to me. Come on. Let me have it.
We need to be realistic here, and I think expectations – it's good to have good expectations of them making the playoffs, and I think they are going to compete for a playoff spot, but we have to be realistic a little bit. This is still a very young team, and again, they are deep, but it's a tough Western Conference, and I think we can't stress enough how many good teams are capable of making the playoffs. I expect this team to be scoreboard watching in March and April, which is going to make the fan base very excited. But I'm not ready to crown ourselves the number one seed in the Western Conference just yet. But I think we're going to surprise some teams this year, that's for sure.
No, I do agree with you, but I do see a trend going to maybe teams patterning themselves after Toronto, after what Milwaukee's doing, and maybe we're finally getting away from those super teams, which I can't stand, and I hope the league does kind of follow the trend of the direction that the Pelicans are going. Daniel, we appreciate your time. Give us one more time how people can watch the practice for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm going to go through some information for you. Complimentary parking is available. Garages 2, 5, 6, and Champions Garage. Doors open at 5 with a practice starting at 6. Again, free general admission event. So seating is first come, first serving, and all these tickets are accounted for. But if you do have a ticket, get there early. If you can't make it, you can watch on Pelicans.com, the team app, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and now Twitch. It's far away to watch the open practice. And also the first 2,000 fans will receive a won't-fall-down water bottle, courtesy of SeatGeek, who is the primary ticketing platform of the Pelicans. So, again, there's also a selected seat event for those that want to come Saturday morning and pick a seat. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, come out on Saturday morning. So it's a busy day. Get there early, be loud, and I expect to see a big crowd, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow night.
Daniel, we really appreciate your time because we know you're so busy right now with the season breaking down, but yeah, it's great, and we're thrilled to death to be you guys' partner as a flagship station for you guys this year and broadcasting all the games on ESPN 100.3 FM. We really appreciate the partnership and all of the things that you guys do for us. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Anytime for you guys. Looking forward to it as well. Good start last night with the Pelicans Weekly. We got a lot of great feedback from that, so we expect a lot more of those every Thursday with Todd as your host. So I really appreciate you having me on, guys. Anytime.
Anytime. We always got time for you, Daniel. Thanks a lot, man. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right, that's Daniel Salison from the Pelicans Network. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to be talking to Marlon Favreight, if we can get the big fave. I know he's getting ready for tomorrow's game. He's got an early wake-up call with the Utah State LSU game. Quick break. Hour number three is sponsored by Avenue Wine and Spirits on 2025 St. Charles. You've got to go check this place out. They've remodeled it. It's unbelievable. They've got an unbelievable selection of rare bourbons, rare whiskeys, Japanese whiskeys. They even got 18-year-old Yamazaki. Go in there and check it out. They've got a cigar bar. You can go buy a cigar. Even sell wine by the glass. If you want to get, you had a rough day, they've got a hot deli. You can pick up your dinner, pick up a wine by the glass. Go home, relax. You don't have to do any cooking, no cleaning up. Wine and Spirit, Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Go check them out. We appreciate their sponsorship on the Sports Hangover. We'll be right back after a quick break on ESPN, New Orleans 100.3 FM.
Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamazaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
I'm Big Mike Fazy, and I approve this message.
Attention, attention! Why will Nickel State fans go early vote for Big Mike Fazy this Saturday?
I'll tell you why. All you Nickel State fans will be tailgating this Saturday, so it's perfect to get out and vote early. Not only can you vote today, but you can early vote through this Saturday, October 5th. Polls open 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And don't forget to vote for Big Mike Fazy for State Senate District 20, number 58, paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
You're at the bar watching the game having a Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Your team scores and suddenly you're best friends with the strangers next to you. The kind of friends who you exchange stats with and argue ref calls with, all without knowing each other's names. Tullamore Dew calls these friendships fanships. So next time, strike up a fanship and order a Tully for the person next to you. Tullamore Dew is the original triple-blended smooth sip Irish whiskey made exactly for these great moments. When it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof, 2019, imported by William Grant & Sons, Inc.
Dear Vet Ticks, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, Vet Ticks.
Dear Vet Ticks, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, VetTix. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience. Give the memory. VetTix. Give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
Join us for Nickel State football play-by-play action on your flagship station for Nickel Sports, ESPN 100.3. October 5th, as the Colonels open up their home game against Central Arkansas. Our broadcast is sponsored in part by Joe Septic Contractors, State Senator Gary Smith, Tiger Temperature, and Total Urgent Care. Right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship station for Colonels football.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover. Jay Hargrave alongside Jordan Kleber. We're live outside of Tad Gormley Stadium for tonight's game between Jesuit and Holy Cross. 100th meeting for those two schools. But we welcome in now Marlon Favreight with LSU Game Day. Marlon, thanks for giving us a little bit of your time today.
Oh, man, thanks for having me, man. Y'all at one of my favorite stadiums. I love it over there, Yeoman, man. It's beautiful. And a big old Catholic League matchup, huh? Hello, somebody.
Yeah, this is the 100th meeting for Jesuit and Holy Cross, which is, like, unbelievable that high schools have been around that long. It just means we're getting old, Marlon.
That's it, man. I remember back my first 2 years in high school, I played for Shaw, and I remember playing against Holy Cross and Jesuit. And there were always some fun games, traditional games, man, but it's good to catch a really nice Catholic League football game in Uptown New Orleans, for sure.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Listen, before we get to LSU and the Saints, I want to talk about last night's game. I had a chance to watch Aaron Donald, and it's hard not to argue, because I heard people say this a couple of years ago, that he was probably the best player in the NFL. It's kind of hard for me to argue with those people. Is he the best player in the NFL right now, Marlon?
He is the best player in the NFL. It's only one player right now, or maybe two, that can put up an argument. One guy is actually out there in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, and one guy is out there in Chi-Town, baby, Chicago, with Khalil Mack. But I think right now Aaron Donald is winning that. And Jay, this is how he does it. He is so quick off of the ball. One play, he was in the backfield. He didn't even touch a guy. He just split the difference and was back there to make a tackle. He's quick, man. Definitely a big-time player in the NFL.
Does he have a weakness, Marlon? Because there were times you saw him, you just mentioned a quickness. But there was another time where he matched up against one of Seattle's tackles, and he just bull-rushed him right back into the face of Russell Wilson, where he had to throw the ball away. He couldn't throw over him. Does the guy have a weakness? How would you attack this guy?
Well, if it's one weakness, he's short, man. And Aaron Donald is about 5'11". I know they probably have 6 foot, but he's short. So if you can, I guess, neutralize him using his low center gravity. So if you get a guy, like I'll do like a throwback guy, like a Jeff Saturday. He may have a tougher time with a Jeff Saturday, because Jeff Saturday isn't a tall center. Plus, he understands how Aaron Donald uses his leverage. So if it was a weakness, that would be it. But everything else, man, the guy's body fat is like a little receiver. Man, he works religiously out. He does have a Drew Brees work ethic in terms of getting the job done. He's definitely the best player in our league. It speaks. We know defense wins championships, and although they made it to the show, didn't win it, and that's what they get for trying to play us. But that's a sideball. Hello.
There you go.
He is a two-time MVP on defense, man, and that's never to be undermined at all. So, in my opinion, and then voted on by the players before the season got started, NFL did their top 100 players. Drew Brees came in second to number one Aaron Donald, man. So that is just a testament for that type of impact he has on the game from the D-line. You know, usually quarterbacks or wide receivers get this type of attention, but for him to do it inside the trenches is huge.
I don't know if I've ever heard everybody talking about one guy as the best player in the NFL, and he was a defensive lineman. Listen, before we get into the Saints and Tampa Bay, I want to kind of recap the Saints-Dallas. Really don't have anything to talk about. I just wanted to ask you, what was your opinion of that game? You know, because I know you're such a big Dallas fan.
You know you got something you want to talk about with it, Jay. Let's talk. Let's sit down at Old Saints Kitchen and tap over a burger, baby. Let's do that right now.
Jay, I do want, but I just sick. Wanted to rub it in your face for a little while.
I know you like the Cowboys. I know you like the Cowboys, Jay. I know.
No, I don't. I enjoyed that game so much, Marlon. Enjoyed that game so much. Hey, what I do want to get into I want to throw you into the trenches, because week number one, we saw the Saints kind of get gashed a little bit by the Houston Texans running game. They really don't have that good of a stable of running backs. Coming into Dallas with Ezekiel Elliott, you kind of had a feeling they're going to be able to run the football. Well, lo and behold, Sheldon Rankins comes back. Does he make that much difference? Because that looked like one of the best defensive lines in the entire NFL, the way they shut down that Cowboys running game.
No doubt, man. I think the Saints, their performance this past weekend, they were probably, in terms of run stop, the best defensive line of last week. You hold Ezekiel Elliott to 35 yards. He just got paid a boatload of money. Plus, he's in the top five of rushers in the league. And he had no production, like 1.9 yards a carry. Sheldon Rankins, he makes all the guys around him better. He does. Malcolm Brown, this game played right to his strength in regards to the run stop. Onyemata rotating in. He played well. Sheldon Rankins, I want to say he had about 75% of the snaps. He handled his business. This line, look at it like this, Jay. You take Onyemata coming off the bench. I know they drafted him, what, fourth, fifth round a few years back. But you have Cam Jordan, 2010 or 11, first-round draft pick. Sheldon Rankins, 2015-16, one of the two first-round draft picks. Marcus Davenport, both 17 and 18, first-round draft pick. And last, but certainly not least, Super Bowl champion Malcolm Brown, first-round draft pick out of Texas. You have first-round talent starting across that same defensive line. Sheldon Rankins, like Cam Jordan, is a sack master. Sheldon Rankins, he is the second coming of his talent. So, like to us.
Marlon, you're kind of breaking up on me. We're kind of losing you. I don't know if you're still there.
You can hear me a little better now?
Yeah, I got you now. Go ahead.
I was saying Sheldon Rankins, that defensive line played much better, and the fact that they have four first-rounders across the front line with Cam Jordan. Of course, we just mentioned Sheldon Rankins. Malcolm Brown was a first-round draft pick to the Patriots. And then Marcus Davenport, you already know he took up two first-round picks. So the talent is there. I would just continue to improve on my passing game if I'm those guys. And I think Sheldon Rankin, a guy who averages about 8 sacks every year he was in the league, could help him do that.
Talking to Marlon Favre with the LSU Game Day crew. And, Marlon, I want to switch gears and talk about the Tigers. Grant Delpit, I've seen a lot of the mock drafts have him going sometimes in the top five. Top five pick, not a top five round, but a top five pick in the first round. His play has been a little bit shoddy, and most of it's been the missed tackling. I kind of have a theory that maybe he's missing John Battle from last year with a new partner back there at safety, because last year he was sticking guys straight up. He was nailing them. He got them head up, and he nailed them. This year it looks like he's taking different angles or maybe bad angles, and I'm wondering if he's trying to overcompensate for maybe new guys being back there and he's missing John Battle, that relationship that those guys have. Do you see something on film that maybe you can pinpoint what maybe his issues are with tackling?
I think the tackling thing is an issue across the board with the defense. We saw a lot of that in the last few games. But in the case of Grant Delpit, last year he was on point, right? That was like his come-out season. He did his thing. Not saying that from a mental standpoint, he approached this particular season as, oh, I got this in the can. So we will see the true test, Jay, here against Florida in 2 weeks, against Auburn, once they play in the full SEC play. Now, it is a young secondary. You have Derek Stingley, who in my opinion is maturing very, very fast as a youngster. And you have Vincent, who was more of a supporting role last week. So I do think John Battle is missing because you had a veteran leader back there. And in the secondary, hey, man, I got over here, man. You just play the box. So he probably feels the fact that he does have a lot of hype behind him. He probably feels more obligated to make more plays. And when you think like that, you can't have missed tackles.
So bottom line, the Tigers should be able to get by Utah State, even though they've got Jordan Love. How do you see this game playing out?
Well, Jordan Love, what he does well is he gets the ball out quick. Right now, ball out, ball out. Kind of reminds me of when we played against Troy back in 2008, my senior year. They kind of got us in that first half because they got the ball out quick. So we had to readjust our coverage, obviously. But it's going to be one of those deals where LSU defense and line J, they're going to have to play with their hands. They're going to have to get their hands up a lot. That ball comes out quick. It's going to be a lot of chop block. A little bit of quick set and push. So what the defensive line want to do for LSU is get a little push and get your hands up to try to distract or get a pass breakup or put your hands in one of his throwing lanes and and throw him off and force him to make an interception. On the secondary and the linebacking core, everybody have to be quick. They have to be able to move laterally quick and make a jump on the ball. We want to force them to try to beat us through the air. We want to definitely just take over their run game and force them to an obvious pass, and in that way we can keep the edge. Because our offense is going to score. We're going to light it up. I think first and second half, I'm looking at this as a 40-plus game. I do think it's something like the Vanderbilt game, but they won't score as much points as Vanderbilt. Tigers had an extra week off, so the guys should be rested and ready to roll.
All right, 11 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. Marlon, what time do you have to get up there? Have you a pregame meal?
Man, early, right? So we do our broadcast for 8, so I'm going to probably crash out there tonight and wake up. I like to get my little workout in, dog the lake, so that's going to have to happen at about 6, right, Jay? Well, with me, bro, might have to go a little early, huh?
You might have to.
So, all right, yeah, man. We have a 8 o'clock broadcast, man. But thanks for having me on.
Anytime, Marlon. Have a great weekend. We appreciate your time. That's Marlon Favorite from the LSU Game Day Network. Thanks, Marlon. Have a great call tomorrow.
You too. Peace.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we got 2 segments left on the Sports Hangover. Don't forget the third hour sponsored by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. They've got free delivery for orders over $20. Call them at 504-522-3864. Quick break, 2 more segments to go. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jack Badinger from Holy Cross, going to kind of give us some information about how often these guys do this thing. Right back on the Sports Hangover, ESPN New Orleans.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod's Superstore.
Some folks call it autumn. Some call it fall. Here in South Louisiana, we call it football season. And when you're ready to get your tailgating done the right way, head to Rod's Superstore. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore, 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Join the fun at La Fête de Vieux-Temps, which translates the Festival of Old Times. Kick off this Friday evening with dancing to Leon and the Hot Sauce Band. Brian Foray and Foray Tradition. Ted Durr, Mule Kick, Category 6. Double Play and Junior Lacrosse. Great food and drinks. A boucherie, a sauce piquant cook-off. Craft and boots and carnival rides. Old syrup meal and a Cajun seminar. Join us this weekend for La Fête de Vieux-Temps, 4484 Highway 1 at Bayou Lafourche, Farmers Market and Visitor Center.
Are you ready to check out the latest innovations from 5.11 by Karl Malone? 5.11 is committed to making the best gear used by those who demand the most. A large selection of award-winning packs and bags and industry-leading pant designs. 5.11's got you covered. Try our best-in-class pants like Apex or Defender jeans, or walk in a pair of our most comfortable boots that perform in the harshest environments. Build the ultimate bug-out bag with our tactical bags and accessories at 5.11 by Karl Malone. 6601 Veterans Boulevard. Always be ready.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Increased awareness and early detection through regular screening have put breast cancer deaths on the decline. Research shows that breast cancer screening with mammography can detect cancer early when it is most treatable. If you are a woman over 40, talk to your doctor about scheduling your annual mammogram today. If you are a woman of any age who is at high risk for developing breast cancer, talk to your doctor about when you should start annual mammograms. Ask about genetic screening and other strategies that may reduce your risk of developing breast cancer. Encourage your mothers, sisters, daughters, and friends to talk to their doctors about regular screening. For more information about mammography and breast cancer disease, screening, and treatment, visit radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo, one word, .org. This health reminder is from the Radiological Society of North America.
If you want results for your advertising dollar, call me, Terry the Tiger Harris, account executive for ESPN Radio 100.3 FM. If you want your business to be top of mind, then invest your advertising dollar on ESPN 100.3 FM. ESPN Radio 100.3 FM covers from Morgan City all the way to New Orleans. Help your bottom line and make your cash register ring. Call me, Terry Harris, ESPN Radio 100.3 FM, 95-859-4744.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover. Alongside Jordan Kleber, I'm Jay Hardgrave, and we are live outside of Ted Gormley Stadium, where tonight Jesuit and Holy Cross will hook up for the 100th time. And Jordan and I were completely caught off guard when we walked out here. We were told it was going to be some tailgating going on, and we walked into a festival. We have been absolutely stunned. We're outside of Tad Gormley. The backside, I'm looking up what I think is the press box at Tad Gormley, and there is literally wall-to-wall cars parked the length of the street, tents everywhere, barbecue pits, people cooking. This is like an LSU game day for a high school football game. We welcome in Jack Badinger, Holy Cross alumni, who is going to give us a few minutes of his time, of your time. Jack, thanks for coming in. We appreciate this invitation and having us out here.
No, we appreciate you guys being out here. As you said, 100th meeting between Holy Cross and Jesuit. We kind of put on this little party every year. Well, you know, it's funny. You mentioned how it rivals an NCAA tailgate, and that's kind of what we wanted this year. 10 years ago, actually, we got a phone call from the headmaster at Holy Cross saying his tailgate committee walked out on him, and we weren't going to have the game. We weren't going to have the tailgate. And a couple of us looked around and said, "That's unacceptable. We'll see you Friday. See you at the stadium." And when he walked up, it was a much smaller scale than it is today, but we put on a pretty good show. We've been growing every year, and this is kind of the culmination of, you know, the 10 years that we've been doing this. And Holy Cross and Jesuit have been playing annually. It's the longest-running rivalry, in the state of Louisiana, third oldest in the country.
Wow, I did not know that.
And we've been playing since 1922, and, of course, you ask, well, that's not 100 years. No, 100 years is in 2022, of course, but a couple of times in the playoffs.
Yep.
And the one time we beat Jesuit for the state championship back in the 60s. But that's.
But who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting?
As a culmination of this 100th game, Tad Gormley was in City Park, were gracious enough to move us over here to the Roosevelt Mall side. Just gives us so much more room because we had really outgrown the Marconi side. So here we are in Roosevelt Mall. Jesuit is on the street side over there by NOMA. We're over here on the other side of the entrance to the stadium. You haven't seen anything yet. We haven't really started. The official started party is at 4 o'clock. So.
And you got a band playing.
Right. At 4 o'clock, Peyton Falgu and a crew are going to be coming out and playing live for us.
Jeez.
At 6:30, we're going to run a little parade right here on Roosevelt Mall with our legends of the game, our military honorees, because this Holy Cross Jesuit has been identified as the Great American Rivalry Series, that the U.S. military actually comes out and they work with the kids all week. They're at the schools. They'll do a chin-up challenge today. So our military honorees for both Holy Cross and Jesuit will be in a parade and honored on the field today, as well as some legends of the game. So come on out if you're a Holy Cross alum. Okay, Jesuit alums.
You really don't want them out here.
No, well, we end up feeding them anyway, because you can look at the difference of fun being had on this side from the other side.
Talking about food, just give us some of the things that you have out here. I mean, we saw the big pig on the pit.
Okay, so several years ago, we said, you know what, let's do this together. So the tailgate is sponsored by the Alumni Association, but we said, you know what, we've got so many campus groups that want to be involved. So literally, our class of 1984 with Todd and Tony, they come out here every year. They will roast two pigs. We've got baked macaroni. We all kinds of stuff right here on their side. In the two alumni tents, we've got grilled hamburgers. We've got fried fish. We've got jambalaya. The men's club will be boiling shrimp and char-grilled oysters. We're also going to have a sweets tent up provided by our football booster club. So, you know, like I said, there's a little bit of food out here.
Just a little.
Yeah, and actually, we're expecting about 20,000 people outside.
For the game?
For the game, for the tailgate and the game. Last year, we took a picture overhead and did our best to estimate. This year, we're going to try and put a drone up and take a look at exactly how many people we have out here. But it's going to be the only thing to rival this tailgate is going to be what goes on that field because, you know, best friends, you know,
hate each other for
364 days of the year. But what I tell you, for those 3 hours when when that ball kicks off until that final whistle blows, it's going to be something. Holy Cross Jesuit, 100th game. So, as you can hear, some people are getting a little rowdy.
It's getting there.
Like I said, party officially starts at 4.
Officially. We got here.
Yeah. There's already walls of cars.
So I was here at 8 a.m. to kind of mark off some of the general tailgating spots. I've literally been here, people all day, where am I spot? Okay, I'm getting to your spot. Here it is right here.
Yeah. So one of our good friends is one of your good friends,
yes.
Jason Giles with the King Firm.
Jason Giles with the King Firm is sponsoring the stage and the band tonight. And then
Jason's a great guy. He gives back to the community. He's just really a great guy. We're happy to have him as a sponsor here at a Sports Hangover.
And then, Jason's a parent over here.
Exactly.
And, we like to say you come on campus, all of a sudden you feel like you're at home. And you never want to leave.
That's how Louisiana is.
So Jason is one of our key sponsors. He actually sponsored the dinner last night at
Scared me. Thought a train was coming through here.
Yeah, we got to get those guys. See, you 84 guys. I'm live, okay? Jason Giles with the King Law Firm and Sean Bro with I Pray Lounge are our major sponsors out here. They help us put all this on. Because as you can imagine, this is no small task.
This is like, I'm sure you got military planning behind this because this probably takes as much planning as it does for Desert Storm or something like that.
Well,
this is unreal.
I'm glad y'all are enjoying it. I'm glad y'all are out here with us. And, we look forward to continuing this on, 3 years away from the 100th anniversary. So, we're looking forward to, continuing this partnership, having you guys come on out here.
Well, Jack, we appreciate you being a part of the show, so we can't let you go without a prediction. Who wins the game tonight? I know what's coming, but I had to ask.
Question?
What happens if you pick Jesuit? Can you even go back over there?
So my son graduated, my oldest son graduated in 2016. He played in a 2015 game that went into double overtime.
Oh.
And he was on the defensive stop that won the game for us, okay? So it's funny because you watch the Friday Night Football clips, and when they showed it, everybody rushed the field. I was on the sideline. In my head, I jumped to where I looked like the Air Jordan logo. Video evidence proves I got about 3 centimeters off the ground. But, I'm not as young as I used to be. But a prediction for the game? Oh, let's go Holy Cross 28-21. It seems to be a good one.
He's a modest.
That was the 85 score. That was the 15 score. Now let's do it again.
It'll come down to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, come down to the fourth quarter, 28-21 Holy Cross.
That's Jack Badinger from the Holy Cross Alumni. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us
out here, man.
We enjoy it. Come on out. Anybody wants to come on out, trust me, we've got a good time out here.
Yeah, if it's going to be just like this for a 101, we're back. We'll come back out. Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. All right. Jack Badinger from the Holy Cross Alumni Association. If you're looking for something to do tonight, come on out here because it's – to say this is a party atmosphere is unbelievable. This is like LSU tailgating out here. Even if you're not affiliated with the schools, you just want to have a good time. A lot of friendly people. Come on out. Everybody just out here having a good time. And, again, they'll kick off tonight. If it's 6:30, 7 o'clock, usually 7 o'clock start for that kickoff. Again, We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Avenue Wine and Spirits, to the Sports Hangover, your home for the rarest wine, spirits in the New Orleans area, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Free delivery on orders over $20. Just call them at 504-522-3864. If you like rare wines, rare bourbons, Japanese wines like Yamasaki, 18-year-old, there's your place, Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles. Give them a call. Welcome them on board. Thank them for being a sponsor. If you like listening to the Sports Hangover, support our sponsors. That's the lifeblood of this station, of how we're able to stay on the air. You need a lawyer? Call the King Firm. You're looking for alcohol? Go to Wine and Spirit, Avenue Wine and Spirits. You're looking for outdoor gear? Carl Malone's 511. Support our sponsors. Quick break. We'll wrap up the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans right after this.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today, or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
As a teacher and administrator, Sandy Holloway believes parents deserve to know how well their children are learning. And taxpayers deserve to know how well their money is being spent. That's why Sandy Holloway supports the state's A through F grading and performance system for our schools. Sandy Holloway for Bessie. Leadership. Experience. Progress. Vote Sandy Holloway, Bessie District 3. Paid for by Louisiana Charter Schools and Action PAC.
Napa Know How. On October 12th, bring your car down to Rogers Parts in Lockport, your Napa Auto Parts store. We'll have a Napa Auto Care technician give it a free inspection. And while you're there, we're having a one-day sales event where you can get three or more items for 25% off with purchase of a 99-cent Napa bag. So come on down for a free vehicle health check October 12th. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary, beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
It's Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday.
I've never heard this
Everybody
before.
Is looking
I have, and Joey's trying to make up because this actually sounds better than Rebecca Black.
Well, it's from the Velvet Room at the Joey Hotel.
I don't care where it's from. It's actually better than Rebecca Black.
Can I give it a guy's name?
Who is it? Rebecca Black's dad?
Richard Cheese.
Cheese.
C-H-E-E-S-E.
That makes sense.
Oh, pick 'em, guys.
Final segment of the Sports Hangover, and Jordan and I get a chance to make fools out of ourselves with our picks, like we don't make fools out of ourselves any other time. Jordan, let's go down the list, some college games that hit close to home, some SEC games too, and some state games. Tulane, 2.5 over Army. Tulane on the road at West Point. You think the Green Wave get it done?
I'm going to say 20-13, Green Wave get it done, just by what they've shown me, what they could do on offense, and then just given their resilience week in and week out. I'm going to go with Tulane in the upset.
I kind of agree with you in the upset. I think it'll be a little bit closer. I think it could end up being something like a 23-22 game, probably come down to the fourth quarter. So I'm agree with you there. I think Tulane wins. I wouldn't be willing to give up 2.5 on the road, though. SEC, Georgia, -25 at Tennessee. Tennessee's a dumpster fire. You think Georgia covers this?
Yeah, I mean, just Georgia's trying to stay alive in the hunt along the other SEC teams, just staying along in the SEC playoffs, NCAA playoffs. So yeah, I'm gonna give the favor to Georgia.
Yeah, I think Georgia blows them out. I wasn't impressed with them against Notre Dame, but I think they get a big win at Tennessee. Auburn, 3.5-point favorite on the road in the swamp at Florida. Do you think Florida can get it done without Felipe Franks?
I'm gonna say Florida gets it done.
I'm leaning that way too.
Even though, because I thought Tulane could beat Auburn a couple weeks back, but just some of the plays they just couldn't connect on it. Meaning, I'm talking about Tulane, and just being that was such a close game against Auburn, I'm gonna give the slight edge over Auburn.
I agree. I think Florida wins this game outright. I think everybody's kind of giving Auburn and Bo Nix a little bit too much credit that they scored so many points against a bad Mississippi State team. I think Florida's going to steal that game. They'll take that one at home. LSU, Utah State. LSU favored by 28. That's a lot of points for a defense that's really not hasn't played its best ball yet. You think LSU can keep that game, blow them out by more than 28? Or can Utah State keep it close?
I'm gonna go LSU, and I think that LSU's going to put up mid to high 50 points, but I could see Utah putting up 25 to 30 points.
Yeah, I think LSU could even score 60, but I wouldn't be surprised if these two teams top 100 points total. I think this is going to be a track meet. Let's shift gears over to the NFL. Atlanta on the road. That's a dumpster fire again. Atlanta at Houston. Houston by 5.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Houston. I mean, Houston's defense still hasn't gone anywhere, and their offense is still as tough as it gets with Deshaun Watson and Hopkins. So I'm gonna lead the favor over to Houston just because the Falcons are all in shambles, and you don't even know if the head coach is going to be coaching next week.
Exactly. I think Houston gets that game. I think they might win that one by double digits. I know we're getting short on time. Jacksonville, Carolina. Carolina's at home, 3.5-point favorite. I can't say this loud enough. Get well, Cam. We want you back. This team looks better with Kyle Allen. I think Carolina gets this one done, man. I think they win this game. Kyle Allen's going to start. Cam's out again.
I agree with you. I think Christian McCaffrey's going to have another big game as he's been having a few good games besides that one earlier in the season. So I think Carolina gets it done.
Chicago, the Bears, your the Bears, 5.5-point favorite on the road in Oakland.
Is this even a question? I mean, after the Oakland defensive player just got suspended for the remainder of the season,
I think
Chase Daniels goes into that game and puts up some points and helps the defense out in that one.
I like the way Chicago look. Khalil Mack, revenge factor, coming back to Oakland. I think Chicago is going to get that one done. Green Bay, Dallas, real quick. Green Bay, Dallas favored by 3.5 at home against Green Bay. A lot of people thinking Dallas is going to bounce back. I think Green Bay may put up enough points and beat Dallas in an upset. How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, this was a tough one for me because I don't want to ever count Aaron Rodgers out of a football game. But just being that the Dallas Cowboys are looking to get back on track and get back into the swing of things after losing to the Saints, I want to give the slight advantage to the Cowboys just because it was such a slow offensive game for them last week. I'm going to give it to them 25-20.
All right, Teddy time. Saints 3 over Tampa Bay. You know the Saints are at home. I think the Saints get this one done. I don't think it's going to be a high scoring. I think it's low scoring, but I think the Saints probably win it by about 6. What about you?
I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to say it's going to be a high scoring performance in the 30s. So I'm going to say Saints 36, Dallas 32 or 31.
You mean Tampa?
That's what I meant, Tampa.
Tampa. Yes. You're a week behind.
Yes.
That's going to do it for the Sports Hangover. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks for everybody out here at the Holy Cross Jesuit Game for having us out here. Matt Moscona, after further review, is going to be next. Thanks to Avenue Wine and Spirits for sponsoring the Sports Hangover. And we will be back, Jordan and I, Monday to recap Saints, LSU, Tulane, Nicholls State, all of that. Join us on the Sports Hangover, your home for Pelicans basketball broadcast. ESPN 100.3. Have a great weekend, everybody.